Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Commerce Mayor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays. Actress Gloria Swanson.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Born this day in 1899. The great Nat King Cole, born March 17th, 1919. On this day in history, in the year 461, it was the day that Irish missionary St. Patrick died.
After Patrick died on March 17th, 461, he was largely forgotten until mythology and legend grew, and centuries later, he was honored as the patron saint of Ireland. According to one famous myth, Patrick drove all the snakes from Ireland. The story symbolized Patrick cleansing the island of paganism. There's just one problem. Ireland never had any snakes to begin with.
And the first St. Patrick's Day parade stepped off on this day in 1762. During the Revolutionary War, on March 17th, 1776, thanks to George Washington's expert maneuvers, the British Army evacuates the city of Boston. At the top of the charts in 1967, the Beatles were in a nostalgic frame of mind, looking back fondly at dear old Liverpool with Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a bank of the motor car.
On the KETR events calendar, Wednesday mornings from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Commerce Public Library, it's story time for preschool-age children. Story time also includes crafts for the little ones. Wednesday mornings from 10:30 to 11:30, story time at the Commerce Public Library, 1210 Park Street. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Socrates. The only true wisdom is in knowing that you know nothing. Our guest at the cafe this morning is His Honor Dr. John Bellotti, the Mayor of Commerce. Good morning.
Hello, John Mark. Nice to be with you.
Yes, indeed. Well, we had you on not too long ago talking about a number of different things going on with the city, and there's even more yet to talk about. And so we're going to do some updates on some of the ongoing projects that we've been talking about over the past weeks and months. Now, there's some progress being made on the feasibility study for the regional Department of Agriculture medical facility that's been discussed for the city.
Well, yes, and that's been going on for almost a year and a half now. And a month or so ago, we had Dr. Jones in, and he announced that we finally had reached the time for the feasibility study. Well, the city and the Commerce Economic Development Corporation and the university have compromised on, well, what's going to be the payment from the engineer is about $48,000 in the expenses of this feasibility study. And that will be conducted shortly, as soon as the city funds their share and the EDC funds their share. And the university has proposed that their share of the cost come from prior and future in-kind funding. In other words, this involves the cost for Colonel Beale. We've talked about Colonel Beale here as the ramrod that's pushing this.
And this is a person, this is an official with the Texas A&M University system in
Chancellor
College Station.
Sharps, yes. And Colonel Beale is a former Marine colonel, and that's why the president and I call him Colonel Beale. If you met Colonel Beale, you would know why. And anyway, his staff is going to be responsible for coordinating the project as the project goes through. And so the university has kind of said, well, what they will do is come up with those expenses to cover that. So once the feasibility study is conducted And if, and we're planning on it being approved, the city and the EDC will get their share of the money back from the loan, the grant, that is, that comes from the USDA.
The EDC being the Economic Development
Corporation.
Corporation,
of,
I see.
Of, or Commission of Commerce.
All right. Now, again, now this is something entirely separate from the Hunt County, Hunt Memorial Hospital District hospital facility that's going to be built here sometime during this current year.
The emergency hospital, emergency center, is set up to handle emergencies. Mm-hmm. That we need to have something like that because the Commerce Hospital is going to go away. Mm-hmm. As we know it, the cost to repair it would be exorbitant. And we passed the bond here at the November election.
Right. And we're still, with respect to the USDA, the Department of Agriculture facility, in which the A&M system is participating in this in the development of the proposal for that, that's still very much in the planning stage,
yes.
Very much just in the feasibility study stage.
Right. And the university got involved particularly because of the nursing program, and they're looking to add to that.
We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, about some of the things going on in the city. Now, we've talked a couple of times about the Tipitina's Music Facility that would be going into the old A.L. Day Elementary School building on the east side of Commerce, which has been vacant or at least has been out of use as a school for a long, long time. But you tell me that there's some progress being made there, too.
Well, this is like trying to pull teeth,
right.
I can tell you, before they're ready to be pulled. In any event, the problem has been in transferring who owns the AL Day and the discussion between the ISD and the city and then the city and the ISD. Well, we finally had a phone call, conference call a couple of weeks ago, and the attorneys from all of the different organizations got together and finally kind of reached agreement. On what was going, who was going to do what, when, and where, and how it was going to happen, and so we should be hopefully seeing some groundbreaking there in 6 to 8 weeks.
Again, that's an unusual outfit in that it's a not-for-profit corporation, and they set up these music facilities for musicians, mm-hmm. To rehearse, record, and perform around the country, and they're talking about Commerce and the old AL Day building.
He's got about 9 of them already completed. There's a nice one in Shreveport that I had an opportunity to visit last year, and 3 or 4 others around the South and some up in the Midwest.
John, very quickly, we have some good news about the Magnuson Hotel and the Lion's Den here in Commerce.
Well, the Jeffries, the owners of the Magnuson and the Lion's Den in Commerce, have hired Byron Taylor as their new general manager. I know Byron from his past around working in the Greenville area and friends that we share. And he has extensive experience managing hotels. And so I would begin looking here in the not-too-distant future for some real marketing and advertising to potential Commerce visitors. Those include universities that are coming to play athletic events, as well as people coming for graduations, people coming to watch the athletic events. So I expect to see a lot of marketing of the Magnuson and Lion's Den in the near future.
Okay, good. John, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again today.
Always a pleasure, John Mark.
The mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.